Proclamation number 8050, dated the November 28, 1961. Doubting the transfer of pure truth. Anyone who wants to fulfill my will also only ever work according to my will. Nevertheless, it is a matter of sincere resolve, for I am not satisfied with words which do not arise from the heart, which are only voiced by the mouth or which flow forth from the intellect. For the will must utterly belong to me, then the human being will have completely submitted himself to my will and will no longer be able to think and want anything other than that which corresponds to my will. However, the adversary will always attempt to gain this will of yours for himself. He will constantly try to tempt you and you by means of the world. He will try to loosen your bond with me, in which case there is a risk that he will intervene in your thoughts, which, however, will impel me to send my angels so that they will build a wall around you, so that they will mentally influence you and assuredly push him aside because your innermost intention applies to me. I am aware of every human being's attitude and therefore also know who so totally hands himself over to me so that I can trust him with an extraordinarily important task in the end time, to accept the truth from me and to spread it. Truth can only come forth from me, and it can only be conveyed into pure vessels, because everything of an impure nature would prevent the working of my spirit in the person and because the truth from me can only be conveyed through my spirit or earth. Therefore, understand that the receiving vessel must be clean and that the human being must voluntarily be willing to be of service to me. Don't you believe that it is possible for me to recognize a person's state of soul and to know who is capable of such a task? Do you think I would arbitrarily work in a person who cannot show the preconditions which make the transfer of the pure truth from above possible? If it is my will to bring the truth to you humans because you urgently require it, should it not be possible for me to choose an appropriate tool which serves me according to my will? Why do you deny me the power to protect this tool from error? A tool to which I assigned the task to receive the pure truth from me and to spread it. Do you think I would keep urgently calling for the spreading of that which is conveyed from above to earth were it not the guaranteed pure truth which my last disciples shall carry into the world? The fact that people I have not chosen also appoint themselves makes your objections understandable. Nevertheless, you should make clear whom you accept as true word recipients. Indeed, you are entitled to conduct this examination if you carry it out with my support solely with the intention of serving the pure truth. In that case, however, you will also recognize the true tools I have chosen for myself, for anyone who desires the truth may receive it. He will identify where the truth is which originates from me. Yet don't believe that you can accuse every tool of influx of error, for every such suspicion merely proves to me that you doubt my love, wisdom or power. Have I myself not given you the promise to guide you into truth? Single quote, and should that not be possible for me in your opinion? When I recognize the necessity to convey the pure truth to humanity, then I also truly know the right ways and means, and I know the right hearts which completely hand themselves over to me in my will, which I can choose for this task of being mediators between me and people, so that those who desire light shall become enlightened. Believe that everything is possible for me. Believe that love wants to help you come out of darkness into light, and believe that I know how this can happen, and accept with complete faith what you are offered by my love, wisdom and power. Amen.